Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you, and I have some special guests joining me in studio. It's the boys from Chatted Up Sports. How we doing, gentlemen?
Gino, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I want you guys to go around the room real quick before we get into the conversation. Just introduce yourselves so we can kind of put some names to voices here. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'll go first. I'm Greg Larnard, former host of The Word with G on ESPN Chattanooga. Kind of started up the whole Chatted Up thing once the radio station sold. You know, this was my favorite part of my show was our Feel Good Friday hour, and these guys would come on. It started with Miggy, and then it went to Chase, and then we invited Garrett on, and
sure.
You know, we all kind of just loved doing radio together, and you know, it was me sitting in a room basically talking to myself, and
yep.
Whenever I got a chance to have these guys in here mess around with me, it was a lot of fun, and now I'm coaching with the UTC softball team too, so
excellent.
Doing a lot of cool things around Chattanooga.
Very cool. No, and that's how I kind of get the word, of course, after the ESPN thing all went down and everything, and that's how I learned of you. I know that you guys did a guest spot with the Daily Refresh. I go on that show every week, News Channel 9, good friends with them, and I saw what was going on here, and I was like, well, former radio guys talking about sports from Chattanooga, want to represent the area, and then we have one of the biggest sporting events of all time coming up, right, for the summer of 2024, and I was like, what a match made in heaven if we can get this down, and I appreciate you guys coming in, because we're going to do some Olympic updates in the next couple of weeks, which
yeah.
is really cool. But before we get into all that, let's talk more about Chatted Up Sports. Guys, introduce yourselves. Talk about where you're from, and then we'll get into what Chatted Up Sports and why you guys like doing it.
Yeah, absolutely, Gino. Thanks for having us.
And,
so my name is Garrett Tolley. I am from Dallas, Texas. Moved out here to Chattanooga to hang with actually, not to really hang with these guys,
no.
But I did get a chance to hang with these guys over the pandemic. So we stoked to be here and excited for the next few weeks catching up with the Olympics. So
excellent. Thanks, Garrett.
Gino, my main man.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing well.
Good, man. I'm Malcolm Miggy Harris. I am from Conyers, Georgia. University of Tennessee alum, go Vols.
Yeah.
Now I live here in Chattanooga. Absolutely love Chad. I'll never leave. Hopefully I might run for mayor one day. We'll see.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Announcing that live.
Yeah,
live.
Yeah,
I'm coming for the top spot.
Already out there.
Already.
Nah, man. I love Chatted Up. We're going to get into it, but love music. Do quite a bit in the hip-hop community here in Chattanooga, too. So
very cool.
It's a beautiful time. Appreciate you having us.
Excellent. Man. Absolutely. Thank you for coming.
He's got his hip-hop pants on, too.
Yeah.
I'm Chase Green. I'm a Ray County born and bred boy, but I'm also here in Chattanooga for the last 9 years, and thank goodness I hopped in old G's DMs over there, and that's how we got started in radio, and been doing podcasts around chat for a while, but this one's the best one.
All right, I love it. So Chatted Up Sports, you guys basically talk about all kinds of different things, sports, right, Greg? I mean, when it comes down to it, when it comes to college, professional, you guys talk about it all.
Yeah, we really do, and you know, we talk about some off the call. I mean, shoot, we were talking about the Olympics in our last episode, and Garrett was trying to remember what curling was,
and
the stuff with the brooms and whatnot. And so, yeah, I mean, we dive a lot into all different sports. Obviously, we haven't been a podcast. We just started basically right after the Super Bowl was our first episode. I know all of us are huge football fans. Like, I grew up in the Northeast. I didn't get a chance to share that. I'm from Connecticut originally, so for me, professional sports are always the biggest. And now,
right,
living in the South for the last 7 years between Louisiana and here, I've really gained an affinity for the college game, and then obviously with Chase and Malcolm being really big college football fans, and Garrett, as he mentioned, growing up in Dallas,
sure,
you know, that's always been a big thing. So we're really looking forward to football season. I think that's going to be a big thing for us, whether it's college, high school, NFL, fantasy football, all that stuff's going to be
getting into.
And then we talk a lot about life, too. Like, we just
right.
do random topics. I mean, that's the beauty of being as close as we are as friends, because we'll be talking about something specific. I can't tell you how many times, like, we have like a show sheet about what we want to talk about, and all of a sudden somebody says something random and it just goes off on a tangent.
Right. That's what the beauty of the podcast is, right?
You
don't have to worry about time. You kind of just have fun. Everybody gets to hang out, enjoy themselves, and talk about all kinds of things and wherever that conversation carries you. We actually have something in common. I'm from New England myself.
That's right. I remember we talked about that.
Yeah, New Hampshire.
Couple Yankees in
here. Infiltrating the South.
Sure. So when it comes down to it, guys, you guys still on the same page with Greg's too? Is if it's football kind of which we go for, but what's your feeling on sports? Why'd you want to get involved and chat it up?
Yeah, so I mean, I think in a lot of cases we just, when honestly the station sold and Greg's show ended,
yeah,
we just wanted to hang out with each other still. I mean, Jason and I, we got kids on the way, we got wives, and so life's just gonna get a heck of a lot more crazy. So great opportunity to hang out, and then the sports community in Chattanooga started to kind of lose its steam, so to speak. So
mm-hmm.
we want
mm-hmm.
it to be a product that can be relied upon, a group of guys who care about each other, who can talk about national things with a local flair, of course. So
yeah.
that's really our vision, I think. for the end of it. So.
And Mickey, you feel the same, I can assume.
100%. You know, when it comes to Chat It Up, I mean, yes, it's a podcast, but it's a lifestyle too, Gino.
I love it.
You got to have the juice whenever you're on this podcast.
Yeah.
And for us, it was just something that we really just take pride in. I've never been so proud to be a part of something just with my guys. And, you know, there's such a void in Chattanooga when it comes to sports coverage. And,
right.
You know, we have a national take on it as well. But then also it's like, all right, what's your favorite Brussels sprout in the city? You know, what's your favorite? Where are you going to go get some pizza? You know, give me a quarterback comparison when it comes to how you're feeling today. You know, I feel real Patrick Mahomes right now.
Right.
So, that's that's kind of my take. And are you a Patriots fan, by the way?
If I had to choose a team, I would say Patriots, only because that is my hometown. You know, that's the whole thing from being from New England.
I'm from Atlanta, so the 28-3 jokes, you can get one off if you want
goodness.
To.
But, all right.
Hopefully he doesn't care that much about the Patriots where he's going to be making those jokes against you.
Right. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get along just fine.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
The reason I have you guys in is because I'm not actually a huge sports fan. I respect sports, the athletes, what they're doing, the whole entire thing. It's fun. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of it all, whatever. It is what it is. But I know that there is an audience out there, especially that crosses over with Hits 96, that is into that sports talk. And that's why I thought you guys would be the perfect match to come in and talk about the Olympics in a little bit. So why don't we take a quick music break here, we'll play some songs, and then when we come back, we can say all what we're looking forward to for the 2024 games. That actually, the open ceremony happened this afternoon. So
yeah.
You guys kind of down for that?
Sounds good. Absolutely.
We're hanging.
Let's hang out a little bit. For now, it's Rema and Selena Gomez. It's Calm Down on Hits 96.